We'll be right back. Miles Davis, Bitches Brew, from 1970, a landmark album in his career that set a lot of jazz folks off totally, but set a lot of more of them off in other directions that gave them free rein to try things that hadn't been really put together before. A lot of rock influences, a lot of fusion arose out of that album. And a lot is made of Davis himself on that album. His solos were often more aggressive and more stratospheric almost. A lot of higher register stuff, especially in the Miles Runs the Voodoo Down that I just played. If you were noticing, a lot of high register, a lot of driving, sort of aggressive is the term that's often used. It was a change from what people were expecting from Miles. Not that he would always play quietly or whatever, but it was a change in direction. Bitches Brew, it changed the way jazz was played and listened to for many folks. And it's got us into the third hour of our program today. And while you're pondering the landmark album that you just heard, and you might have been very curious about the term ERP. What does that mean? Well, stay tuned.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, I hope you'll stay tuned, and because there's lots of great community radio here 24/7. There's always something to catch your interest. And this program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays. And so that means there's still an hour or so left, so why don't I get back to it? Drummer Joe Bowden has an album that I have sampled a bit before, Canadian. He has an album. His latest album is called Music is Life, with Joe Bowden on drums and compositions, Warren Wolf on vibes, Manuel Valera on piano, Rich Brown on electric bass, and Mike Downs on acoustic bass. They are both there. And the interesting thing, I pulled them both together because Rich Brown plays bass on this as a sideman, and the next artist up will be Rich Brown on his own album coming up. But in the meantime, here is Joe Bowden's album, Music is Life, the drummer and leader here, and composer as well. Going to play a set. A couple of tracks are quite short. I'm going to play, the first one is just called Spacing Out. Well, there you go. Here's Joe Bowden. Thank you. Drummer Joe Bowden from his album called Music is Life. And interesting, the bass, the electric bass solo on that last track is a good segue to the next artist to be on this program today. Rich Brown was the electric bass player on that last album. And he has a recent album of his own that's a solo release that involves an incredible array of not only the musical talent, but the technical skill to put together all sorts of different multiple tracks and all sorts of things. It's a really neat album, and it's a tour de force for Rich Brown's solid, solid skills. The album is called Naeba, N-Y-A-E-B-A, and it's the title refers to an imaginary West African griot, that's G-R-I-O-T, or storyteller, who travels and shares his experience in music. So the music is sort of haunting, restless, always evocative, just like the griot. And Brown is a consummate storyteller with his electric bass music. The commitment to melody is complete, and the stories hint at Eastern African and Brazilian influences as well. And there's a lot of emotional impact on a lot of these tracks. I've sampled this album before, but I'm going to do it again because I really like it. And I think you're okay to hear it again if you heard it the first time. I'm going to play three tracks. First one is the title track, Naeba, the Griot. Then Kalagala Mwabwe, Ebwembe, I think. And the third track is called Soweto Area, referring to the Soweto area outside of Johannesburg and the townships. Here is Rich Brown playing with a whole bunch of other Rich Browns on his solo album, starting with Naeba. I was going to mention, and I forgot, to that very brief track, what sounds like a voice there is a very clever use of his sounds that he can make on his bass. That was not a human voice. That was Rich Brown doing his thing there. Just thought you'd be interested to know that. Thank you. electric bass player Rich Brown with some tracks from his album called Naiba, or Storyteller, Griot. And that track, that last track, was called Sueteria, referring to Soweto in just outside of Joburg. And that just about is going to bring us to almost the end of our show today. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of saxophonist Charles Lloyd from his latest album called Figure in Blue. Certainly it's an album that deserves a lot of playing, and you'll hear it regularly here for the next little while on Voyage. He had a concert at his sort of home venue in Santa Barbara for to celebrate his 87th birthday. And immediately following that, he had a new trio for this gig. And everybody said, you've got to go and do some recording right now while you're all ready. And the trio has pianist Jason Moran and guitarist Marvin Sewell. A new configuration for Lloyd. And so they did go to the studio, and this is the album that resulted. And as I've mentioned before, I just hope he has lots of time to celebrate his 88th and ongoing birthdays, and he can have an album like this one anytime at all. Here's Charles Lloyd to take us out with a couple of tracks, or as much as I can play in the time that's left. My name's Keith Black, and I just need to say thank you to all of you who have tuned in today and or have picked it up at some other day on at ckuw.ca. I'll be back next week. I've got two or three brand new albums just coming out in the last couple of days or in the next couple of days, and I will be sampling them next Wednesday, and with a historical piece as well. Look after yourselves for the next week or so. Take a deep breath and watch the news with great caution. It'll just ruin your day. But music puts it back together. So thanks for tuning in today. See you next time. Here's Charles Lloyd to take us out. Bye for now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.